Hot mess in the podiatrist. I get debilitating foot cramps in my right foot. I've tried everything, including a doctor, blood work, using pressure points, supplements, hot packs, and eating bananas despite my aversion to them. When I couldn't drive yesterday because of the cramp, I knew it was time to visit a specialist. I did the responsible thing and did absolutely no research. I simply Googled podiatrist and added the suburb I worked in so it would be close. I should have seen the red flags, including being in a strip mall between Family Daughter and the Thirsty Lizard, their ability to schedule me in less than 24 hours from my phone call. They are open 3 out of 7 days, the hobo begging for money up and down the sidewalk. I entered the lobby of 6 black chairs and a reception desk to the left. There was an ivy border that was peeling on each wall. The lady in front of me was hanging on to the oddly high reception desk as if she were a stuntwoman hanging on to the feet of a flying helicopter. I looked down to see if I could guess her foot problem, only to discover she was wearing slippers. I looked back up at her bowl cut, then back down to her slippers. Apparently it was pajama day and I hadn't received the email. By now we were on about minute 3 of slippers just standing there. What was she waiting on? Shoes? There were other admins because I could hear them in the next room, and why they weren't getting me started with the 10 pages of paperwork was beyond me. One came out of the adjoining room and could have been an excellent extra on Orange is the New Black. In lieu of handing me a clipboard, she waved at me as if I were staring at her too long. When I was finally handed my papers, I walked back over to the chairs. It's important to note that not only did the chairs have white hairs all over them, the waiting room had a distinct cat smell. This must have been a veterinarian's office before, I said to myself. Examining room.
Angela, we can see you now, I heard from the back.
Obviously, walking into the waiting room to walk me back was too much of an ask. My nurse, I use this term loosely, introduced herself as Susan and the doctor's assistant. She was morbidly obese and wore all black scrubs with white sneakers. My first thought upon entering the examining room is that I was in an illegal brothel. It was dingy and messy. Someone was going to get a happy ending, and it sure as shit wasn't going to be me. When Susan left to get my x-ray set up, I snapped the following pics. And you can actually see them in the body of the blog post. X-ray. The x-ray I had is what I like to refer to as comedic gold. Normally, when either of my sons or myself have an x-ray, it's borderline futuristic. We are left in this huge, sterile, white room while the x-ray tech stands behind a glass viewing area. Not at this shithole. Susan led me through the hall, then at the back. We veered to our right where we passed several banker boxes stacked up on each other. I'll have to change that. Then, in a little cubby, was a contraption that I was certain was from 1953. Apparently, this would be photographing my foot. But really, this isn't what made it special. Not only was I getting an x-ray in what was essentially a nook, I took a step back and gasped when this was on one of the walls of the x-ray areas. And the picture, if you don't read the whole blog, is of a shower curtain of stars and the sun and the moon. Thank the baby Jesus, I was able to find the exact shower curtain that made up one of the walls. And not only did they have a shower curtain as one of the walls, they also had matching shower hooks.
Is there any chance you could be pregnant?
Susan asked. God, no, I blurted out. I had my husband fixed years ago. Learned my lesson after the first two. She put a plate down on 2 tiles held together with duct tape.
Why do people always say it like that? She says, I have 9 children.
9? I asked in shock. Were you insane?
Nope, I didn't give birth to any of them, but they're my children.
Okay, Susan, thanks for making me feel like a real asshole because I birthed my kids. I thought we were bonding over medical antiquities, but obviously I misread the signs. The diagnosis. When I initially confirmed my insurance, I also confirmed which doctors were in network. Not surprisingly, the only doctor in network and taking new patients was the 14-year-old physician. I didn't worry too much, though, as my foot is the farthest from all important limbs and organs. If she accidentally amputated my foot, I could always cover up the prosthetic with cute boots. Since my x-ray turned out fine, the parolee I mentioned earlier rolled this contraption into my examining room. on a lunch cart. And the picture is of a machine from probably the 1950s. And we can treat this with a cortisone shot, the doctor said. I would like to choose what's behind door number two, I said in all seriousness. Look, I can semi-handle a shot in my ass or my arm. Those are fatty areas. But when you start getting into injections and bony areas, that just creeps me out. After several minutes of negotiation, she settled with prescribing steroids, and if they didn't work in 2 weeks, I would agree to the cortisone shot. Electric shock therapy. As a bonus to this marvelous trip, they wheeled in two new gadgets. This was getting interesting. Susan lubed up what looked to be a futuristic vibrator and began to rub it on the ball of my foot. Is this supposed to hurt? I asked. My foot began to twitch.
No, I'll turn it down, she responded.
She had to turn it down to two more times till she decided to move on to the next therapy. Susan applied to my foot what looked to be what one gets during an EKG. She then turned the knob, but I didn't feel anything. Then I did. And more so. So much so, I told her it was giving me little shocks. I protested a few more times till she dramatically turned off the machine and yelled out,
"Her foot couldn't take it!"
I apologized, but Susan was clearly pissed. She made a bitchy-ass comment that made me have zero fucks for posting this about her.
Well, at least you got through the x-ray.
So that's my story. I have to go back in 2 weeks and see if the steroids helped. I also have to wear this wrap thing on my foot for 2 weeks. I hope this is the final chapter of the foot cramps.